Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right now, after this short word from our sponsor, we will pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolfe. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer for Fall by Emma Dancy. Ecclesiastes 3 verse 1 says, "There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens." It is about to be a time of season change here. As I looked outside my kitchen window, the tree across the street gave a preview of what is to come. The green leaves are starting to turn into vibrant reds, oranges, and yellows. The season of fall is a reminder to us in many ways of the underlying work of our Creator that comes forth. Just like these leaves become brand new and beautified, by the help of the Holy Spirit, our lives can go through the same type of process of spiritual transformation. Today, as we pray for the upcoming fall, may it be a reminder to us of the work of God in our lives and hearts. We are being made into His image and transformed into His likeness. As Ecclesiastes shares, there is a season for everything, and we can press into this season of autumn and reflect on our great God. Let's pray. Dear Creator of all, thank you for the beautiful changes that are coming. Thank you for the crisp fall air, the colorful unveiling of your glory, harvest of many fruits and vegetables, and the finale of your year-long process. As we reflect on your goodness today, thank you for the season that reminds us that you make all things new. Thank you for the time of year that brings coolness, abundance, and bright colors. As I look at your creation through nature, would you remind me of your glory? Reveal to me your power and your grace. No matter what I am going through in this time, help me to open my eyes to see the visual that you are working and are not done with me. I confess the areas of sin and darkness in my life. Help me, Holy Spirit, to be renewed by you day by day. I lay down my agenda. I lay down my plans for what life should look like and entrust myself to you. Just as you make the trees look more beautiful than before, your plans and your ways are higher than my own. You say in Psalm 104, verse 19, He made the moon to mark the seasons, and the sun knows when to go down. You are the one who created the moon to reveal the season. Different times of year have different lengths of days for a reason. Different seasons have different temperatures and beauties about them. Fall is such a lively and exciting time of celebration in life. Help my soul to join in with the praise from nature worshiping you, the Creator. Jesus, you celebrated the Feast of Trumpets, the Day of Atonement, and the Feast of Tabernacles during this season of fall. These were times of repentance, forgiveness, joy, and celebration. As we stand this side of the cross and resurrection, may we not forget the work that you have done on behalf of all who accept you as Savior, Jesus. We pray that we would allow you to examine our hearts and refine any areas that need to be made more like you. Help us to be reminded this in this season of the saving grace of Christ. Help us to remember that we have been given such forgiveness and identity in you. Lord, the leaves that are turning are dying and becoming more beautiful. Would this be a visual reminder to me to die to myself, pick up my cross and follow you each day? To live is Christ, to die is gain. Help me to not live by my flesh, but by the Spirit so that others can see you. I pray my life would be an aroma of you. May others see my actions and hear my words and know that you are the living God and you love them. Fall is also a time of slowing down. Father, would you enable me to remember to pace myself? Would you help me to find rest in you and strength to accomplish the task ahead with you? Help me to live out of a place of being secure in you. Amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for working everything out for my good. Help me trust in your perfect plan. Amen.
Father, thank you for loving and caring for me.
With Christian Prayer Meditation, you can pray along to prayers based on specific topics. Go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Christian Prayer Meditation. You can also download the Abide app for biblical meditations at abide.com.